Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the HSE has published its winter plan today and Letterkenny University Hospital has not been included in a list of 9 priority sites to be targeted. And Post has confirmed that the closure of another post office in Donegal is to proceed. This time the decision to close Bunnaleg Post Office has been upheld. Elsewhere in West Donegal, a second day of protest against Irish Water is planned for tomorrow. And a Donegal County Council fears boundary changes due to come into effect next year could see some areas lose out on roads funding. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First in news, the HSE has published its winter plan today and Letterkenny University Hospital has not been included in a list of 9 priority sites to be targeted. The €30 million plan focuses on overcrowding and supporting older people. Meanwhile, it's also emerged that over 1,400 patients in Donegal have been waiting more than 2 years for an outpatient appointment, 94 of which have been waiting over 3 years. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says these figures once again highlight the crisis in the health system and show that all current and existing policies are not working. Along with the exclusion of Letterkenny University Hospital as one of the HSE's priority sites in its winter plan, Deputy Gallagher says the current situation is completely unacceptable.
There's no doubt about it. It is a crisis. It's a crisis in Donegal whereby 1,442 people are on the waiting list for outpatient appointments for 2 years, and there's 94 who are on the list for 3 years. This isn't good enough. It's not acceptable. We have to get to the root cause of this, and I believe an assessment must be carried out to establish what is wrong. And after this, that's only outpatients. Then there's a backup if there are procedures and treatment to be administered.
And indeed, this comes today as the HSE has published its winter plan, which excludes Letterkenny University Hospital.
Well, I'm absolutely furious when I heard that today, that there are 10 top priority hospitals on the list and Letterkenny is ignored. Now, I base this on the fact that 87% of the time this year that Letterkenny exercised the full capacity protocol. So it's very obvious there that Letterkenny should have been included in these, and that Letterkenny should have received funding for the winter plan. I have said all along that we need to do an audit in Letterkenny, that it should be done, could be done objectively, with an input, of course, from management and staff in Letterkenny.
And Post has confirmed that the closure of another post office in Donegal is to proceed. This time the decision to close Bunnaleg Post Office has been upheld by the Independent Review Panel after submission to save the post office was lodged by the local community. It's understood the branch will cease trading from January 1, 2019. Cahirla of the Glendies Municipal District Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie has been critical of Fianna Fáil for not using their power as part of the confidence and supply agreement to fight for the retention of rural post offices.
We received word this morning that it was to close on the 1st of January, which is a huge blow to this area. When we see now that there was public consultation within POST in relation to Tyne, we thought this was false promise, I think, by the POST. They went through the process. And now that we see that all the meetings that people had and the expression of interest and trying to keep the services within the area, the POST just is closing everything down in West Donegal and other areas in the county as well. It's just not acceptable, and it's very hard to take at this present moment with the amount of people now that will have to travel to Derrybeg, which will put an extra cost on them in relation to transport. And people coming into the area, this is another service that's gone from the area that was rightly important to the tourism industry as well. And when we look at the government, we've seen there that the Fianna Fáil opposition party maintained this was a red line issue for them, that they wouldn't cross. It just seems that they didn't put up any fight at all. You can hear Pat the Cope on that, you know, he was displeased with the outcome. But at the end of the day, they're in opposition and they are holding this government up. And I think they should have more clout and Dáil Éireann to try and keep these services in rural Ireland.
Elsewhere in West Donegal, a second day of protest against Irish Water is planned for tomorrow. The road between Mianlech and Ranafas was blocked today by a local councillor to prevent the utility carrying out replacement works. Councillor Micheál Colmagill-Osbach says until he receives assurances from Irish Water that the road will be reinstated to an acceptable standard after the works, he will remain committed to the issue.
It's very unfortunate that we were forced into a position where we had to block off the works workmen from getting on with their work here today. We've seen queues of lorries trying to get the tar laid, but the real reality here is that has failed to leave a road in a state that is acceptable to us, the community here. And it's also very disappointing that they haven't even bothered coming out here today to meet us. I've been in talks with them a number of times during the day, but it's this idea that they're trying to say that this is our fault, that the works are going to be delayed and the contractor could pull out and the whole thing could be left the way it is. The reality here is there's not a chance that Irish Water are going to leave the road in the state it is in with open trenches, and it's so dangerous. So what I'd be calling on Irish Water, do the right thing by our community. For far too long, we've been putting up with bad roads in different places. We have roads that are just off the road, the works that's getting on here now. There are county council roads that haven't even got tar in it. People have had enough of bad roads, and what we're doing is taking a stand. And to bear in mind also is that works is going to start shortly in Eudora and in Anagra. Are Irish Water going to try to do the same thing there, leave a road in a state that's not acceptable to the community? The community will not stand for that there, and we will be organising around this. So what I'm saying to Irish Water is come out, agree to leave the road the way that's acceptable to the community, and let the workers get on with the work, and let me and others get on with our own lives.
In response, Irish Water have confirmed that the road, which they say was not in good condition before works commence, it will be reinstated to an appropriate standard. The utility says Donegal County Council are the roads authority and that reinstatement works will be carried out to a standard agreed by them. They have also warned that any disruption to the works could potentially delay the completion of the project. Ireland is set to become the first country in the world to scrap the use of public money from investments in fossil fuel corporations. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle's fossil fuel divestment bill received its final vote today in the Dáil and is now due to be signed by President Michael D. Higgins and enacted into law. Eamon Torsney has more.
Deputy Pringle's bill will make Ireland the first country in the world to divest its public money from investments in fossil fuel corporations, responsible for over 70% of global CO2 emissions. Deputy Pringle says the passing of the bill represents the potential for cross-party cooperation on the legislative process, particularly on issues related to climate change. He believes it was important he sponsored the bill when representing a rural constituency. Deputy Pringle says for too long Donegal has been left out in the cold when it comes to national policy, and he felt Donegal needed to be represented fairly on the issue of climate change.
The abortion bill has been moved on to the next stage in the Shannon. Senators voted it through second stage this evening and it's expected to pass all other stages next week. The government is hopeful the bill will be passed before Christmas. Independent Senator Ronan Mullen spoke out against the proposed laws earlier.
The politicians here want to create some notion of a right to choose that completely disregards an innocent, invisible but no less human creature. I hope and believe that there will be a better day when we will find a way to heal the breaches that have been created here in this destructive law.
A Donegal councillor fears that boundary changes due to come into effect next year could see some areas lose out on roads fundings. Among the changes, parts of South Inishowen will be incorporated into the Letterkenny area, but Councillor Paul Canning says the official confirmation of the change is still outstanding. However, with roads budgets being drawn up now, Councillor Canning fears the area will fall between two stools and will not be considered for funding at all.
The recommendation hasn't been signed off yet. The problem we have in Inishowen is our roads engineers will be budgeting without the area that they are losing. So the Maharabeg, Manor Cunningham, will probably not be going into our three-year programme. But because it hasn't been actually signed off on, Letterkenny will not be putting it into their three-year programme either. So all of a sudden, where I live, the Maharabeg area and the Manor Cunningham area, could be left without for a period of time until we catch up, because it is not signed off on, it's not in Letterkenny's remit, and legally probably not allowed yet. So Letterkenny can't. Now, to be fair to Anna Shone, they would be supposed to be carrying it on, but as you know, budgets and roads engineers, they're tight everywhere, so they are not going to be putting in an area that they could lose in a year's time. They will lose in a year's time.
In the reply you've received from council officials, they haven't really addressed the issue of engineering budgets. They have confirmed that a ministerial order is expected shortly and the new boundaries will be in place before the elections in May of next year. But they haven't really addressed the substantive question. Is that because at this point in time, realistically, they can't?
They can't. You know, it's a hypothetical situation, because the agreement between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael could fall in the morning, so all of a sudden then everything's back to the drawing board, so the boundary changes mightn't even happen. So that's how problematic it is. So I'm nervous for the whole Manor Conning and Mara Beg area, where we're at, where we're going.
And the boundary changes will also put some councillor seats in jeopardy as members find their areas changed. Councillor Canning believes he's in danger of losing his seat.
It's putting me under serious pressure. The problem I have with it is I'm going to have to run in Inishowen, because that's where my hinterland is. But unfortunately, the area that I live in will be in the Letterkenny area, so I will have to be voting for a Letterkenny candidate. I can't even vote for myself, or my wife can't vote for me. So I'm losing 850 votes in this area, which is a massive, massive loss to me. So I would be one of the people that possibly will lose my seat in the next local elections.
Road users are being urged to take extra care as weather warnings have been issued for Donegal and Mayo. Met Éireann has issued an orange warning for the west of the country for tomorrow morning as winds will reach up to 130 kilometres per hour. Brian Farrell from the Road Safety Authority is warning drivers to only make trips if necessary.
Obviously, before you set out on your trip, check local weather, traffic conditions, watch out for objects being blown onto the roads. And of course, you know, your vehicle is going to be affected in strong winds, especially crosswinds on open and exposed roads like dual carriageways and motorways. So the thing is just to slow down and leave extra space between yourself and the vehicle in front.
After the British Prime Minister held a series of meetings with ministers this afternoon, Downing Street says there will still be a vote on Brexit, the Brexit withdrawal plan, on Tuesday. There's been speculation Theresa May will try to delay it rather than suffer a defeat. Conservative Ian Duncan-Smith, who's opposed to the deal, says his colleagues are all wondering the same thing.
Whether or not the Prime Minister is going to undertake to go back to the EU and say simply, this treaty as it stands with the withdrawal agreement, which will become an international treaty, cannot stand, will not pass Parliament, and therefore has to have major changes made to it.
Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, stocking everything you need to give the perfect gift this Christmas.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Well, the Dr. McKenna Cup fixtures have been confirmed by the GAA. The action gets underway on Saturday week, the 15th of December. Fermanagh, they play University of Ulster Jordanstown. That's the start of the action there. There's also games on Sunday the 16th, which sees Derry and Tyrone in action. Derry hosting Tyrone at Owen Beg. 1 o'clock's the throw-on time there in Section C. Donegal get their campaign underway with their round one game on Sunday, December the 30th, it's at McCool Park. Donegal are hosting Queen's University Belfast. The second round of fixtures are on the 6th of January. Donegal, they travel to play Down. That's in Park Aisler on the Sunday the 6th. That's in Section A. And Section C, Fermanagh, they host Derry at Brewster Park. And Tyrone, they play University Ulster at Healy Park. And the third round of fixtures are on the 9th of January. Donegal, they play Cavan, that's in McCool Park. And in Section C, Derry play University Ulster at Owen Beg. Tyrone, they host Fermanagh, that one's at Healy Park. The semi-finals are fixed for Sunday the 13th of January, so not much of a break this year for the county players. Well, the Donegal GAA County Convention, that'll be held this evening at the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. Oisin Kelly reports.
Officers on the executive will present their annual reports, with the Treasurer's report set to outline a decrease in the deficit by over €50,000, with expenditure on county teams coming in at just over €1 million. Issues to be raised range from non-satisfaction with the GAA fixtures changes to gambling awareness. The main officers will be returned unopposed, with the only contested position being for Ulster Council delegate. A motion against Croke Park, being used as a quarter-final phase neutral venue for Dublin, will be tabled when the parish boundaries are again set to be highlighted. The convention gets underway at 7:30, with clubs to register from 7 o'clock.
Oisín Kelly, well, in other news, Derry GAA has confirmed that Mark Lynch has retired from inter-county football. The All-Ireland minor winner thanked his family, club, players, coaches, managers and support teams who he says has made his county career possible. Moving on to soccer, and Liverpool defender Joe Gomez won't play again until the new year. He's been ruled out for up to 6 weeks after fracturing his lower left leg in last night's 3-1 win away to Burnley. Gomez was stretchered off in the first half at Turf Moor following a challenge from Burnley defender Ben Mee. His injury led to some criticism from Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp over how the officials refereed the game. Kevin Kilbane, he says plenty of footballers take painkillers. The former Republic of Ireland international has been speaking after Brian O'Driscoll revealed the prevalence of legal medication at the top end of rugby. It's been suggested that the taking of painkillers gives players an unfair advantage, but Kilbane denies it had a big impact on his career.
Never even come into our mind. I probably still feel that a little bit now to an extent. I just think it was... I don't recall really taking any form of painkiller before the age of probably 25. That's the way that it was. So, but once you feel a little bit older and you're starting to feel a little bit more knocks on a regular basis, I think that's what it was. So I don't think it affected my career one way or another. I genuinely feel that.
The Republic of Ireland have been drawn in the same pool as Russia, Azerbaijan and Romania for their European Under-19 Championship qualifiers. The games will be played as part of a mini-tournament in Russia in March. The group winners will qualify to join host Armenia in the finals in July. A Finn Harps public information briefing for the south of the county will take place in the St Catherine's Clubhouse tonight at 8 o'clock. A video of the new stadium development will be shown. Also, plans for the Premier Division and underage teams for next season will be unveiled, as will ways that the Donegal Sport and Public can assist Finn Harps in continuing the success they enjoyed in 2018. Senior team manager Ollie Horgan will be in attendance for the public briefing, along with Head of Youth Development James Rogers and Club Secretary John Campbell. In other news, Damien Delaney's disappointing return to Cork City has come to an end. The former Republic of Ireland centre-half returned to Turner's Cross in July, having been released by Crystal Palace. Delaney made 10 league appearances for the league and cup runners-up and played every minute of Cork's unsuccessful European campaign. Both player and club have wished each other well in their future endeavours. And Bohemians may not play in the opening night of this year's SSE Airtricity Premier Division season. The Dublin club are still in the Iron Brew Scottish Challenge Cup and are set to face East Fife at Dalymount in their rearranged quarter-final on the 2nd of February. Should Bows come through that, they'll be away to Ross County on Friday the 15th, the same night as the first round of domestic fixtures. But with the Iron Brew Cup holding precedence over the league, it means they could have the start of their Premier Division season delayed. In athletics, the IAAF have announced that their list of accredited international walk judges for major championships for the next 4 years, and among them are two Finn Valley men. Pierce O'Callaghan, son of Donegal Athletics chairman Bernie O'Callaghan, and Sean Gallagher, a Finn Valley member from Drimaroan, are among the 23 on that list that was announced at the IAAF annual meeting in Monaco. In rugby, Ulster have restored a quartet of internationals to their starting 15 for tomorrow's Heineken Champions Cup meeting with Scarlets. Second row Ian Henderson and centre Will Addison both return to the side, while both captain Rory Best and wing Jacob Stockdale, they start having featured off the bench last week against Cardiff. Ulster go into the back-to-back games with the Welsh side third in Pool 4. In golf, Louis Oosthuizen leads on day one of the South African Open in Johannesburg. The 2010 Open Championship winner is 9 under par, having carried a 62 today. Oosthuizen is one shot clear of Zambia's Maria Listo Mutia and Kurt Kitayama of the United States. Both shot 63 today. It's been a poor day for the Irish, with Gavin Moynihan and Michael Hoey, they're both on 4 over, while Niall O'Brien is 5 over par. In cricket, the Irish cricket team will host the West Indies in May. Cricket Ireland have announced that the Caribbean side will take part in a one-day international tri-series, which will be held in Clontarf and Malahide next year. The West Indies were due to play Ireland in Belfast last year, but the scheduled match had to be abandoned due to rain without a ball being bowled. And finally for this evening, excuse me, in snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan awaits the winner of this evening's UK Snooker Championship last 16 encounter between Martin O'Donnell and Ding Junhui in York. Currently, O'Donnell leads that one 5-4. Earlier today, Joe Perry defeated Judd Trump 6-4. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, the tourism promotion group Explore Inishowen is looking at the feasibility of holding a Star Wars festival on May the 4th next year. The group has had provisional talks with Vulture Ireland, which has invited them to make a formal application. Manager Heidi Doherty is urging people to attend a meeting next Tuesday to discuss the idea.
We're holding the meeting at the Malinhead Community Centre, which will be on Tuesday the 11th of December at 7 o'clock. It's all about Star Wars. It's about the filming of The Last Jedi that we had here in May 2016. It's about a celebration of the fact that that film was, we won one of the locations. Vulture Island have invited us to put forward this programme for the festival. We're one of five locations, actually, that can submit this draft festival proposal. So obviously we're very excited about the chance to do this. This has already been done down in County Kerry, and what we're doing is we're going to be hopefully an addition to that, which gives an additional offering for the tourists that come over here.
For weather now, rain and strong and gusty southwest winds will quickly extend to all parts early tonight. Winds will reach gale force with severe gusts. The rain will clear to heavy showers later with lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the HSE has published its winter plan today, and Letterkenny University Hospital has not been included in a list of 9 priority sites to be targeted. It also mirrors that over 1,400 patients in Donegal have been waiting more than 2 years for an outpatient appointment, 94 of which have been waiting over 3. And Post has confirmed today that the closure of another post office in Donegal is to proceed. This time the decision to close Bunnaleg Post Office has been upheld by the Independent Review Panel after submission to save the post office was lodged by the local community. Elsewhere in West Donegal, a second day of protest against Irish Water is planned for tomorrow. The road between Mina Lech and Ranafast was blocked today by a local councillor to prevent the utility carrying out replacement works. And Ireland is set to become the first country in the world to scrap the use of public money from investments in fossil fuel corporations. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle's fossil fuel divestment bill received its final vote today in the Dáil and is now due to be signed by President Michael D. Higgins and enacted into law. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, December the 6th. The death has taken place of Neil Clafferty, Clia Clamani. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church Clamani for Requiem Mass at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Beech Hill Nursing Home care of McFeely Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Nellie Boyle, Moira Falcara. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Saturday at 12 noon in St Finian's Church, Falcara. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. House private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Carton undertakers. The death has taken place of Pablo Orlando Riata Garrison Ishkaheen Moff. His remains will be reposing at Murphy's Funeral Home tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Removal on Saturday at 12 noon to St Patrick's Church Ishkaheen for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Aware Donegal, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred in Glasgow of Gilly Mulaney Hugh Beltoni Gortahark. Funeral Mass at Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Bella Houston, Glasgow, on Thursday, December the 13th at 10 o'clock. Burial afterwards at Lynn Cemetery. The death has taken place of Ian Jameson, 18 Cronaview, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 20 past 10, going to St Mary's Church, Coghill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Susan Gallen, née Gallagher, 25 Ballymongan Road, Ahiarn. Susan's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 20 past 9 for Mass of the Immaculate Conception at 10 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, followed by interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. And the death has occurred of Breed Boner, née McGlynn, Reelin Bridge, Glenfinn. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery.